Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. David prayed in Psalm 41, "My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish?" King David had plenty of enemies. David's enemies were why he wrote those words. After David was anointed by Samuel, but before he finally ascended to the throne, David spent a long time being hunted by King Saul, who jealously made himself David's enemy. Here's the king of Israel, whom David had sworn to serve and whom David knew personally, tried to kill him repeatedly. After Saul died, David reached the throne. He was obliged to continue the war against Israel's generational army, which were the Philistines, the people from whom Goliath was the champion and who worshipped their false gods were always in contention with the people of God who worshipped Yahweh. But then there was David's own son, Absalom, who staged a coup to remove his father forever from his throne. David's own flesh and blood turned against him and became his enemy. It can be said that these enemies spoke maliciously of David, crying out, "When will he die and his name perish?" You know, given the opportunity, David could have provided good and faithful answers to both of these questions. "When will he die?" fumed his enemies. Well, David could have rightly answered, "Whenever the Lord of hosts desires it. Maybe sooner, maybe later, but not a moment before I receive from the Lord every day written for me in his book. For he formed my inward parts. He knit me together in my mother's womb. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And just as my life began in the Lord, so it continues in the Lord, and it will end when the Lord so chooses." The next question, of course, just gets a one-word answer. "When will his name perish?" To that, David could say, "Never. My name shall not perish. The Lord of hosts himself promised to preserve and to protect David's name and memory forever." God had chosen David according to his own good pleasure, saying to the prophet Samuel, "You shall anoint for me him who I declare to you." Later, the same God swore his eternal oath to David, "I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. I will raise up your offspring after you, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me." My enemies say of me in malice, "When will he die and his name perish?" Well, the answer, soon and never. David's answer could almost sound glib, simplistic. So confident was he in the word and the promise of God. As David prayed to the Lord in another place, "This is my comfort and my affliction, that your promise gives me life." And again, "Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it." David also declared to all who would listen, "The word of the Lord proves true." See, this was David's confidence. God's word and his promises are greater than my enemies. Jesus of Nazareth spoke through David in Psalm 41, saying, "My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish?" David's words in the Psalms are actually the words of Jesus, because as you recall from previous weeks, all the Psalms are written about him who is our Lord. "They bear witness," said Jesus, "about me." Like his ancestor, according to the flesh, David, Jesus also had and still has plenty of enemies. Our Lord's most famous enemy is that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. One of his own creatures, an angel of light, fallen into sin and hell-bent on destroying all that the Lord has made good. Then there's death. Death is the antithesis of life, the consequence, the wage of sin. Death, therefore, is also an enemy of the Lord, and yet it shall be destroyed on the final day, the day of judgment. And of course, there are those who stood opposed to the announcement of Christ and his coming kingdom during the days of his humiliation. Men who feared his incarnation, hated his preaching, and could not abide his authority and conspired to see him die. Like his Father before him, our Lord Jesus could likewise give good and faithful answers to the questions posed by his enemies. To their question, when will he die? Jesus could rightly answer his enemies, I shall die at exactly the right time. Not a moment before and not a moment after that time declared or decreed from eternity by my Father in heaven. You may rest assured, my enemy, that I shall indeed die. The Son of Man must suffer many things, be killed, and on the third day be raised. But you, O my enemy, you shall not take my life from me. No, I voluntarily lay it down, and I take it back up again. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father, and not from any enemy. You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given to you from above. Nonetheless, says Jesus, I shall indeed die soon. As to the question asked in malice concerning Jesus about when will his name perish, our Lord's answer is the same as David's, never. Father, prayed Jesus, glorify your name. And then a voice came from heaven, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. For Jesus is the name of God, and his name is glorious, and his name will never perish. The Heavenly Father glorified his own eternal, imperishable name when he placed that name upon Jesus of Nazareth, the child conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, of whom the angel said, he will be called Holy, the Son of God. The Heavenly Father again glorified his name when his Son, the very name incarnate, was lifted up for the sins of the world, thus drawing all people to himself. And the name of God was yet again glorified in the resurrection of our Lord. When God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. For above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named. My enemies say of Jesus in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Soon and inevitably, says the Lord, and never. In the days of his humiliation, our Lord answers to his enemies' questions were firm and unshakable, as David's answers were before him. So confident was the Christ in his Father's love. Like it or not, brothers and sisters in Christ, you also have plenty of enemies. The small catechism names them in the third petition of the Lord's Prayer. They are the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature, which does not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come. And you may have accumulated other enemies for yourselves, and others that you can name personally. whomever your additional enemies might be, they all fit squarely into that group of three. Now, perhaps you've maybe not had anyone say directly to you, "Well, I wish you were dead. I wish your memory would disappear." But I tell you, try speaking the truth in love in public or on social media and see what kind of replies you might get. So where do you turn when your enemies cry against you? Who is your help and your comfort? Who is your champion and your defender, your rock and your fortress, your shield and your weapon? Well, it's Christ Jesus our Lord. In the same way that Psalm 41 speaks of David and of your Christ, it likewise speaks of you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. It speaks about you because it speaks about Jesus, and because you have been eternally united to him in baptism. Because of your baptismal connection to Jesus, and because of your participation and your father David's confident faith, you are able to give the same confident and even simplistic or glib answers to your enemies that both David and Jesus confidently gave before you. When will he or she die? Well, you can answer your enemies by saying, "Soon enough," but not a moment too soon or a moment too late. "My Lord's eyes saw my unformed substance. In his book were written, every one of them, the days that have been formed for me. Like the stars that are in heaven, so are my days on earth. Not one of them is missing." "See," promises the Lord, "I have engraved you on the nail-scarred palms of my hands. You, O enemy, can worry and fret about my death if you wish. I shall not. My Lord Jesus has promised. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse or barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you're not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? The Lord has spoken, and he keeps his word forever." Your enemies may say of you in malice, "Well, when will your name perish?" And your answer to them is, "Never." "Rejoice that your names are written in heaven," says the Lord. "You shall be delivered," says the Lord, "along with everyone whose name was written before the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who was slain. You are already part of the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven. You shall not be forgotten, and the memory of you shall never cease. Through your baptism into Christ, the Lord of hosts, he has marked you with the sign of his cross, both upon your head and your heart, as one who has been redeemed by the blood of Christ, the crucified and the risen and living one. You are indeed engraved in the palms of his nail-scarred hands. Your life and your name shall always be before him. And your enemies shall be the ones who come to nothing. For he has put his name upon you. You are his forever. Amen." May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.